You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. Everything's customizable these days. Your trading platform can be too. With Thinkorswim, you can customize screeners, charting, and stock forecasts so the market is always tailored to you. You can get started at tdameritrade.com/thinkorswim.
The most interesting thing in tech is that the debate about cell phone location data, government access, and the coronavirus has moved to the United States. This debate got really hot on Saturday when Prime Minister Netanyahu in Israel said that the company would be tapping into individual location data to determine where people were moving and possibly to track the spread of the virus and to keep people safe. Theoretically, if a government knew exactly where a person who had coronavirus had moved and who they had been close to, which you could glean from a phone, you could help keep people safe at a huge cost to privacy, but you could keep people safe. The debate in the United States appears to be more limited, though as these stories tend to work, they sometimes get a little darker as you learn more. But what we learn right now and what we know is that the big tech companies are talking to the government about aggregate user data. So the government wouldn't be able to know where Nick went, but it would be able to know where people in the town I'm in went. And presumably you could use that to figure out how to keep people safe, how to affect the way cities are designed or streets that are open, or whether a particular farmers market is a place where a lot of people are aggregating close to each other, therefore a place where the virus could be spreading. You could see why the government wants this data, and you can, of course, see the risks. The other issue is that I'm not sure how useful this would be. Clearly, there are some advantages and some things you could do, but it is also true that this virus tends to mainly spread indoors. It's harder to spread it outdoors, in part because we keep our distance, in part because sunlight can help sanitize. It is a virus that mainly spreads indoors, and it's very hard to know somebody's location indoors. Cell tower knows where my phone is right now. I'm outside. If I walk around, it'll track me. If I go into, I don't know, say that barn back there, it won't have nearly as much information and won't be able to track me in the same micro way that it could otherwise. The government is also doing other things. The Office of Science and Technology Policy in the White House, which has been taking some strong and good action, is trying to work with the major tech companies to get aggregate data from universities and private companies to get all the data we can about all the studies that are ongoing about the coronavirus in the hopes that artificial intelligence researchers using machine learning will be able to read the data and maybe find some novel insights. That's always been one of the dreams of these kinds of researchers. Can you take machines, read masses of data, and learn things that the humans wouldn't have gotten otherwise? That would be a good thing to do. As for tracking user data, I'm not so sure. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.